I'm sick of having no fucking money. You only gave me pocket money 50 weeks ago, and I've only got a rusty old penny in my pocket. I'm going a millionaire.
If you win the £1 million, you're going to throw some my way. After all, your rent and the roof over your head.
I'll be able to get rid of your shite roof if I win this, and get a better palace. One with a garage door with a remote control.
You're just dreaming, son. You're shite of general knowledge.
Yes, but I'm world leader of Iraq. I could fix the program. In fact, I've come to an arrangement.
I wish I could fix it so that I have no son.
That's decided. I'm going on millionaire. Hello and good evening. Welcome to Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? I'm Chris Tarrant, hoping to introduce some new millionaires into the world tonight, but there is one problem. 15 not-so-easy questions. Okay, Vulcan, you know what to do.
I will be in the audience and will give hints as to the answer. I have got a laptop PC built into my heart. I will send silent text messages onto your silent mobile phone built into your glass of water. Not only this, I've heard the Brothers of Stomp have got tickets.
Okay, we're all set now to win a million and screw over the public. Well, Saddam, you are the next contestant. Welcome to the show. You are 15 questions away from a million. What would you do with a million if you won it? Well, Chris, with the first 250,000, I'm going to put the notes on a great bonfire at the back of the palace. And then with the next 100,000, I'm going to drop it from a helicopter over a national park. I'm going to make Yogi Bear rich. With £50,000, I'm going to bury it in a time capsule in a lake. Then I'm going to stuff £20,000 down my trousers and walk through a rough area of town. I'm going to spend £55,000 on one of my Iraqi cousins' wedding in the form of confetti. Then I'm going to patch lots of £50 notes together to make complete pieces of A4 and print on them. Then I'll post them as leaflets around town. I'm going to wrap some notes around bullets and fire them. I'm going to post them into a restaurant and include them in the Sunday Delight. I'm going to get a wheelbarrow of cement and stick 100,000 in and wait until it dries and then wheel it through a beggar's district. I'm going to build a fireplace completely out of notes. And then finally I'm going to go above the Earth's atmosphere in a rocket, and I'm going to let £100,000 in the sack off into space. Finally, I'm going to make a nuclear bomb completely out of cash. Well, you are the first contestant I hope doesn't win. Whatever, whatever. On with the show. Okay, there are 15 questions ahead of you. Good luck. Well, first one for 100, nice and easy. What country attempted to annex Kuwait in 1990? Is it A, Iran, B, Iraq, C, Saudi Arabia, or D, Bahrain?
Ooh, I know, Chris. It's Iraq.
Well done. However, did you know that? You've got yourself 100. And now for 200. Which of these is the biggest city in the Netherlands? A, Amsterdam, B, Rotterdam, C, Slobodan, or D, Don't Give a Damn?
I've got a feeling about D, Chris, but definitely A. A, final answer.
That's good. You've got 200. Now, you're still doing well. Here's your question for 300. Which of these following organs can be found highest in the body? A, the liver, B, the penis, C, the backside, or D, the brain?
Well, Chris, that's easy unless you haven't got one like Tony Blair. D, Chris, I'm going to blow your brains out. Final answer.
Well, it's good for 300.
It's a fucking breeze, this.
At this point, you could still leave with nothing. But not many do. Well, I hope you don't. Although, hearing what you plan to do with the jackpot, it might just be just as well. Because I don't want ITV's hard-earned cash being flushed down the bog. Anyway, for 500, here's your question. Which of these words equals 3.14159? A, square root, B, cubed, C, pi, or D, 0.00001 more than 3.14158?
I don't have a fucking clue! Oh, wait a minute, I'm thinking. Is C.
There's something I don't, Saddam. You seem to be peering to the audience for a long time and then just staring at your glass of water. I was just thinking, I was fascinated by the lights. Some people come on this show and cheat. You'd have to stick a dictionary up my ass for me to know the meaning of the word.
Well, you have your lifelines.
Lifelines, like I need them. Stick your lifelines where the sun don't shine. It's C, Chris. Final fucking answer.
Final fucking answer, then? It is C.
Right, it's good. Again, you are now on 500.
And this next question is for 1,000. It's the last point at which you could leave here with nothing but oxygen. Okay, in history, which of these facts relating to execution is true? A. Catherine Howard was executed in 1542. B. Christopher Columbus was executed in 1710, after his time. C. Anne Boleyn was executed in 1551 for pissing in an alley. Or D. Saddam Hussein will be executed if he gets a question wrong. You.
I think I know this. It can't be D, or else you would be executed, Chris. But I have a hunch it might be A. It's final answer, Chris. When if you say the words, "Are you sure?", I will jam your question papers up your ass.
Very well, it's up to you. It's not my problem if you fucking lose.
I'm shocked, Chris. I thought this was a family show.
Well, it's more than a bag of fresh air you'll be leaving with. It's good for 1,000. But with the way you're going on, you might be leaving here with a black eye.
This is nothing but a fucking party, this.
Well, now we're going to take a short break. Stay with us. We have a crazed world leader trying to win yet another million.
After the break...
Well, welcome back. Who wants to be a millionaire? We have Saddam here. He's riding on 1,000 at the moment, but the next question is for 2,000. Take a look at it. You have nothing to lose except a load of much better prize money at this point. Here it is. In a nuclear power station in a reactor core, plutonium is used with which other element to create a spectacular reaction? A. Mercury. B. Calcium. C. Uranium. Or D. Irachium. You might have a hunch on this, because I know that there are at least 14 nuclear power stations all across Iraq.
Yes, I built them mostly near big cities. It's C, Chris. Go orange.
Okay, so you think it's C. Are you sure?
Yes, Chris. What's wrong with accepting a man's goddamn answer? I'm not sure, I'm fucking certain.
Well done. 2,000. Okay, now you've got 4,000... You still haven't used a lifeline. You're doing brilliantly. In which year was the Festival of Britain held? A. 1951, or B. 1901, C. 1801, or D. the year before last?
Well, I'm not entirely sure on that one, Chris, but I'm pretty sure it's A.
Well, you didn't seem exactly sure at first. What fucked your ideas up?
I just needed a glass of water.
Well, you were right to be sure. 4,000. You were doing extraordinarily well. You do have 3 lifelines, you know.
Yes, I know, Chris. I'm not soft in the head.
Well, the next question will get you 8,000. At this point, you're only 8 questions away from a million. Okay, here it is. Who played the female character in the TV satire, Not the 9 O'Clock News, starring alongside Rowan Atkinson? Was it A. Victoria Wood, B. Mel Smith, C. Julie Walters, or D. Pamela Stevenson?
Ooh, Chris, my first stumbling block. I might have to use a lifeline. The Brothers of Dom... Oh, can I ask the audience, Chris?
I'm intrigued. I stoutly remember a Brothers of Stomp with tickets to the audience because he had brought hammers and DIY equipment.
You are sharp, Chris. Sharp as a machete through a silk curtain contest. The brothers will have the answer. I want to ask the audience.
Although this is highly irregular to arrange someone you know to be in the audience, we'll let it be. Audience, vote on your keypads now.
Brothers Storm!
Brothers Storm!
Referee, why the keypads?
Brothers Storm!
Brothers Storm!
Well, that is an interesting result there. 33% have gone for A, 33% also for B, and amazingly 33% also going for C, and just 1% for D. I have been called by studio security, and they confirmed that the Brothers of Stomp have been kicked out because they found their keypad smashed when they voted.
Who answered D?
Well, we can't divulge that because it is an anonymous vote. We can't help you there.
Chris, I need to know the answer to that question. Oh no, wait a minute.
Just let me have a glass of water to clear my head. Well, is it me, or did that water beep? It's definitely you, Chris. You've been eating at a restaurant where the food has been going off. Well, have you got any ideas there? Anything that you like the look of? We have the dictionary definition of the word divided as an audience, but it's totally up to you. I think I've got it, Chris. It's D, definitely D, final answer. D, only 1% of the audience voted for that. You must think that the audience are morons. Just go orange, Chris. Are you sure? If you get this wrong, you'll drop 7,000. Yes, Chris, I've decided. Final answer, or this water goes all over your £900 suit. Well, you seem awfully sure. Okay, D, the final answer. If you had said to me A, from this studio you would be going AWOL. If you had said B, you'd have wanted to behead me, because you'd have been going home with a microscopic check for 1,000. But if you'd said D, which you did, you'd have won. And D is what you did say. I'm glad you used your devious trick to stay. Woohoo, 8,000! I'm another Bill Gates! Give me a check for 8,000, and I'll roll some tobacco into it and smoke it! Well, it's your shit. You can do what you like with it. Anyway, 16,000 now. One lifeline put on the fire. But you've still got your phone a friend and your 50-50 options. Okay, be careful now. The drops are getting much steeper. Yes, well, I'm going to win anyway. I won't lose. Okay, here we go. This question's for 16,000. Which pop group in 1978 produced the record Spirits Having Flown? Was it A, Fleetwood Mac, B, the Bee Gees, C, Queen, or D, the Chart Droppers? Ooh, it's a tough one, Chris. It's coming back to me. Ah, B. Well, you seem to take quite a while on that question. Certainly a stumbling block, but your knowledge suddenly seemed to return. Oh well, it's good. You have 16,000 in your bank balance. But if I had that, I'm going to withdraw it and destroy it. Look, Saddam, why don't you just get a question wrong and do us all a favour? You don't want the money, so leave it to us and we can sprinkle it on orphans. Okay, well, whether you want the money or not, the next question will guarantee you 32,000. But if you play and get it wrong, you will slide down the slippery snake back down to 1,000. You are just 6 questions away from 1,000,000 and just 1 away from a guaranteed 32,000. Well, anyway, here it is. Which of these religions was founded first? Was it A, Iraqi state cult Baghdadism, B, Islam, C, Sikhism, or D, Buddhism? Well, Chris, I founded one of them religions. We don't have apathy in our state. We don't have people not turning up to church to pray. Our poster campaign for Baghdadism in the streets of Baghdad entitled Get to Church Next Sunday or You Won't Live to See Another Sunday proved to be very successful. And overnight church attendance went up 1,000%. We certainly don't get contestants like you every day. My religion sets a good example. I make the poor and sick pray every 5 minutes for a few grains of rice. Here's a dictionary. Look up the word twisted. You'll find yourself. Anyway, on with the show. What takes your fancy there? I need a glass of water while I think. Ah, yes, Chris. I would have to say D, Buddhism. That was a very quick conclusion. Are you sure you want to play this? Do I look like an idiot? Well, you don't look like one, but you are one. I should choose my words more carefully around a powerful person who can get as pissed off as easily as I do. Well, if you wish to play, final answer? It'll be final answer when I bang the table. Oh, my water! It's soaked into my trousers. You've ruined my suit! You spilt water on the millionaire microphone. You've managed to short out the millionaire microphone. Well, anyway, the religion that was founded first was D, Buddhism. You have guaranteed yourself 32,000 and I can now give you this check. But I don't want to give you that. I want to give you much, much more. I'm glad I brought my paper shredder now. Let me just feed it in. I can't believe it. You've just shredded the £32,000 check into pieces as small as atoms. I didn't want to give you that. Well, you no longer have a check for 32,000 because it's returned to the earth from whence it came. However, I can give you a fresh new one for 64,000 if you just get this next question right. So here it is, 64,000. Two lifelines remaining, but you might as well play, you have nothing to lose. On which river does Baghdad stand? A. The Bosporus, B. The Jordan, C. The Tigris, or D. A cesspool of corruption? Well, that's quite a gift for you, and you are certainly not gifted. However, it's totally up to you. See, Chris, press that button straight away. Are you sure? I'll push the button for you.
He leans over and presses the button for him.
Well, it's good, Jan. 64,000. I can give you this check, but I don't know what it's for. Get a move on! I'm not an old age pensioner. I've got money to destroy. Well, you are doing incredibly. I don't know how, unless you must be cheating. Here's your question for 125,000. You don't have to play. It's entirely up to you. You could just walk away. I'm beginning to want to. The problem is, I just know everything. Probably more than the Encyclopedia Britannica that I've got stuff. Well, I'm sure that you are glad that you didn't finish that line, because you wouldn't have to destroy the money. Anyway, here it goes. It's totally up to you whether you play or not. The element hafnium has an atomic number of what? A, 71, B, 72, C, 73, or D, 74? Oh, Chris, I don't have a goddamn clue. I'll have to use phone a friend. Okay, who are you going to phone? I think I will phone Mr. Dodd. Okay, using up your lifeline. Hello? Is it a fucking wrong number? No, it's Chris Tannen from Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Your friend is on an amazing 64,000, but we need your help to bring up to 125,000. Okay, you've got 30 seconds. Okay, Mr. Dodd, if this is wrong, you'll be taking a long walk off a short cliff. The element hafnium has an atomic number of what? A, 71, B, 72, C, 73, or D, 74? It's fucking elementary, my dear Saddam. It's B, which is 72. Has that been of any help? I'll go with the final answer. I'll go with the fucking B. Okay, fucking B it is. We're talking serious, serious money now. We're talking a quarter of a million. You don't have to play, but take a look at it. Here it is, for an amazing quarter of a million. If you were born in 1968, what Chinese year would you have been born in? A. The rat, B. The rooster, C. The tiger, or D. The monkey? Well, Chris, amazing as this may sound to you, I know it. But just let me have another glass of water. The monkey, Chris. Why were you staring into your glass of water? What, Chris? I would rather slit my mother's throat than cheat. Well then, why did I see you giving a thumbs up to the glass? And then I heard someone in the audience go, What audience? What's an audience? It's D, Chris, it's D. You risked an awful lot to play this question, and you did. If you had said to me A, I would have believed you about not cheating. But you didn't. You said D. And you're right to be confident. I'm pleased to award you a quarter of a million. Okay, you're on 250,000. You've still got your two lifelines. The next question's for half a million. You might want to take some drugs to calm down at this stage. I can give you some Valium or tranquilizers. No, I'm fine, Chris. I'm actually quite calm. And why is that? We're talking half a million here. Because, Chris, I couldn't care any less about this game show than if it were a cockroach city in a restaurant kitchen. Well, anyway, here's your question. Read it and weep. Which of these African countries is landlocked? A. Western Sahara, B. Angola, C. Mali, or D. Namibia? I think I'll go 50-50. Okay, computer, take away two wrong answers and leave the right answer and one remaining wrong answer. Okay, we now have C. Mali and D. Namibia. I need a drink. Oh, I remember. C. Mali. You'd better hope that this winning streak doesn't turn into a suicide streak. If you have got this wrong, you will drop 218,000. However, if you're right, it's half a million at stake. Well, you don't say. Well, let's cut to the chase. I'm sorry, it was the right answer. Well, you have come so far, and I'm hoping that you'll go all the way. Although I would rather the money went to needy courses than an afternoon bonfire. Now, finally, you're on the last question, and it's for £500,000. We're bored of you, so let's hope you win or lose. I'm not going to waste any time. Here it is, I'm throwing it right at you. Why is a raven like a writing desk? A. Mad Hatter. B. There is none. C. Alice. Or D. The Tea Party.
I know this.
Stop staring at that cup. I'm taking it away. It beeped. It beeped. What are you playing at?
I'm playing at winning, but I'm not sure of the answer anymore. Can I ask the audience?
You've already used that lifeline.
I want to do it again.
Well, okay, you can if you want. Audience, post on your keypads over my dead body.
Although I could arrange that, I have a feeling. Thank you.
Who are you saying thank you to?
Myself, for thinking it's B, I'm not sure.
I'm sure I heard something body in the audience, but anyway.
I said I am not sure.
Are you sure you're not sure?
I am certain that it might be B. I will play, Chris. I will risk all.
Are you sure? Are you certain? Are you sure of being certain?
Yes, I will play. I will jam that button down if you don't do it.
Okay, for £1,000,000, you have chosen B. If you had said to me, Tea Party, I would have sent you packing and not written you another cheque for £32,000. If you had said it was the Mad Hatter, I would have kicked you out of my studio. But you answered B. Okay, so we're going for a commercial break. Don't be too full of suspense now.
After the 10-minute adverts.
Okay, welcome back. We have the world leader of Iraq here. He was on a staggering £500,000, but he decided to go ahead and play the next question. And now we're going to give you the result. And the result of that was that he answered B. And now, Saddam, instead of the £994 million you already own, you now own £995 million. Unfortunately.
Yes, now let's get the fuck out of here. And as for this cup of water,
you didn't have to throw it across the studio.
Not so fast. We were kicked out of this studio and we're only trying to help. But we've had time to divvy up some supplies. I've been to an African hardware store and concocted this little beauty. It's a machete.
Wrong. It's a machete rang.
It's a boomerang.
It's sharper than 1,000 kitchen knives put together.
What the heck's going on? This is a live TV show. Security.
Wait a minute. Where's my check? I want the check. I've won this game show square and fair.
Well, you have won £1,000,000. Here you go. It's the check that is the size of a car door.
Thank you. Brothers of Stomp, you know what to do. Okay, we'll throw the machete boomerang. Okay, I'm throwing the check into the air.
Throw!
What's going on? You've chopped the check into confetti.
It's not the only thing that's confetti. It slices studio lights.
My chair. You've sliced the top of my chair off.
Oh, now it's heading for the audience.
Holy shit! The audience has fallen forward! Whoa!
The supports have been slashed and the audience stand.
Oh no. It's heading for the studio wall!
Chris, you can see outside! Oh shit! There's a taxi driving to the studio!
Everybody run! The road outside is diverting into the studio!
Okay, everybody outside! Look behind you!
Looks like the studio is completely collapsed. Never have the Brothers of Storm in your studio audience.
And now with the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire studio completely demolished, all I have to do is build a bonfire tomorrow in the palace back garden with the prize money. And...